Yeah, good morning.
We were talking about how yesterday we said to go Lashon B'nai Adam, and we said we don't necessarily ask him what he had meant.
Oh, right.
But we had learned at the beginning of Masechta, Pi V'libo Leif Shiva,
Shavim.
So it has to be equal. So if he meant something else, but if the Lashon B'nai Adam something, it's not equal to what he meant.
It's true.
So it makes more sense we should ask him what he had meant.
Well, it's two things. What does the words mean? And, you know, that he not have intended something else with those words.
Right. I thought we said at the beginning there was like a certain scenario we said where, we can't ask him, because if we'd ask him, we can just ask him, we would just know the answer.
He may also be away. He's not around to ask him.
Right.
Sometimes.
Right.
So this parak continues with the theme that we had last parak, namely what different terms mean. The Mishnah says, Hanoder min hayerek, a person who made a neder not to have vegetables or not to benefit from vegetables, mutter bidluin, he is permitted to have gerd, because gerd doesn't, the leaves of the gerd are not eaten. The word yerek literally is green, so yerakos are vegetables because they are have leafy or green green leaves. So since he made a neder not to have yerek, gerd doesn't have leaves, or those leaves aren't eaten, so it's not included in yerek. However, Rabbi Akiva Oser. Rabbi Akiva says that in the language that people use, when they talk of vegetables, they're not sure. And they say, well, maybe that means gerd too. So since people think it might mean dluin, it might mean gerd, therefore it is included in vegetables. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. So the sage has said to Rabbi Akiva, how could you say gerd is included in vegetables? Halo Omer, Adam Lashlucha, we know that if a person tells his emissary, Kachli Yerek, go buy for me vegetables, if he goes to the market and he doesn't find vegetables, he doesn't right away buy the gerd. Hu Omer, he would have to come back and say, Lo Matzasi Elot Luin, I only found gerd. You want me to purchase the gerd? But there isn't a sort of knee-jerk assumption that gerd is a leafy vegetable. So you see that since he doesn't on his own go buy the gerd because he was told to go buy vegetables, you see that gerd is not necessarily a leafy vegetable. Amar lahem, so he said to them, Kein adavar. The fact that a shaliach come back and say, should I get gerd, show that gerd is not vegetables, and the opposite. Oshema, would it be that Omer, who does he come back and say, Lo matzasi ala kitnis? I'm sorry, there were no vegetables, but there were kitnios, there were legumes available. No, he knows that legumes are not even a question. Whereas with gerd, the fact that he has to ask, maybe I should get the gerd for you that you told me to buy, shows that gerd is included within vegetables. El Ashad Luin Bechlal Yerek. The reason why he wouldn't even ask about legumes is because gerd is included in Yerek. The kitnis eno Bechlal Yerek. Whereas legumes, that's certainly not included in vegetables. Now, if a person says he's not going to have vegetables, asur b'pula mitzri lach, he's not allowed to have pula mitzri. It's a type of bean. It's an Egyptian pea. Can't have it when it is moist, because when it's moist, its leaves are eaten. And once the leaves are eaten, it's included in the term yerek, greenery. Umutter b'yavish, but he would be allowed to have pula mitzri, which is dry, because once it's dry, it's already not eaten. The leaves are no longer edible. Once the leaves are not edible, it's certainly not considered yerek. So what emerges from our Mishnah is an interesting, you know, argument in terms of how do we define lashon bnei adam. Till now, we've said that the definition of a term is not the biblical definition, it's the current usage definition, actually in this location. You know, if in this town Kuma is called Kuma, then everybody agrees it's not included in Chalav. But in this town, it's called Kuma de Chalba. Then we saw Rabbi Yossi says that it's already included within the term Chalav. So now we're saying that there's another argument between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. And that's when you have an item that is not clearly within the words, but it is possibly within the words, enough that the possibility would be such that a shaliach would go back to check. You know, he wouldn't assume that if he was told to buy vegetables, he could buy gerd. On the other hand, he's not sure that he can't buy gerd. He would come back and ask for clarification. So the fact that it's enough within the category of vegetables that the shaliach would ask, did you mean by vegetables even gerd? That already makes it within vegetables. And the Chacham say, no. Unless he knows for sure that gerd is part of vegetables, and you told him to get vegetables, he right away gets gerd, because it's assumed that it's that gerd too. It would not be included within the terminology.
Rabbi, in our time, I think if we send somebody to buy a coat, the Luin will be part of their coat in our Zman. Because it's Yerakot.
I don't know. Is that what people mean when they say Yerakot nowadays?
You would have to clarify it. If somebody said vegetables, you have to clarify it, period.
Well, vegetables certainly includes
doesn't
include anything in the ground. It certainly includes cucumbers, includes peppers, but would it include a melon? I don't know. People assume when you say, if you told somebody, go get me any vegetables from the store, could he come back with a melon? Butternut squash? I'm not sure. I'm not sure butternut squash is so clearly a vegetable.
Right.
I understand. The lard maybe is very... Like melon or
chicken soup. Chicken soup.
People don't. I don't think people assume pumpkins are vegetables.
But Rabbi, if he says vegetable, he has to say vegetable in any shape, meaning if it's cooked, then it's different. With pickled, it's different.
No, he told him to get vegetables from the market. Once a person says he's not going to get any vegetables, so he's not allowed to eat vegetables. Get benefit from them.
Cooked or,
yeah, he said he's not going to have vegetables.
Or pickled.
Yeah, well, we saw that the other 2 days.
Letter.
Yeah, question.
I'd like to belabor the point, just so I'm clear on it still. So why don't we just ask him? So if we ask him at this point, what did you mean? Because otherwise, if let's say for argument's sake, we pass him that the gourd is not a vegetable, and he gets, I mean, the gourd is a vegetable, and he gets the vegetable and he eats it. We're going to give the guy malchus or something. Why don't we ask him?
Because again, you know, what do the words mean? If the words don't mean vegetable, and he says, but I meant it as vegetable, but that's not what it meant.
But it only affects him, though.
Right, the whole point
is personal vow. It's only affecting him and his life. So.
But the Torah says, Kachala Yotzemi Pivyase, he has to listen to his words. What do the words mean?
But Rabbi, I don't think we're saying necessarily that we don't ask him. I don't think that's the conclusion. I think it's just a matter of opening up the subject that words can have different meanings. Whether or not person's being asked could potentially reference back to what we've learned in the past to clarify what he meant. But it's not necessarily one or the other.
Yeah, but I don't think he gets asked. We look at what do the words mean. Of course, his interest is to say that he didn't mean it, right? He doesn't want to get malchus.
But why would we assume that we don't ask? We haven't learned that we don't ask. We just learned that the words have different meanings and that you take on the words of the town or of the community.
It seems pretty, I think that's the assumption, because we're looking at what the definition is. What is the objective definition?
But not for the person that has a doubt in his own mind what he meant. It just,
right,
the general rule, it could potentially be the concept, but the conclusion of having to still have the intent to say those words may still be applied, as we've learned in the past, you know, number of...
Yeah, but it, if he's a shogig in his violation,
not in his verbalization.
Yeah, he's a shogig in the violation. Says the Gemara, no derman ayerek. So if he says neder not to have vegetables, he's allowed to have pumpkin. He's allowed to have gerd according to the Chacham. Rabbi Akiva says not. Asks the Gemara on Rabbi Akiva. V'hamin yerek nadar, but he said he's not going to have vegetables. How could you say he's allowed to have pumpkin? Amar Ula, Ula said, Bomer yarkik deira alai. The Mishnah means a case where he said, I'm not going to have vegetables that go into a pot. So since he said he's not going to have vegetables that go into a pot, so that's why maybe this is also considered a vegetable. The Dilma Yerek HaNechel B'Kdeira Kamar. If he said, I'm not going to have vegetables of a pot, maybe what he meant was he's not going to have vegetables that get eaten in a pot. Let's say, onions and garlic that usually get cooked with other things. But it doesn't mean, pumpkin. So he said, Bomer, when he actually said, Yerek HaMisbashel B'Kdeira Olai, a vegetable that gets cooked in a pot is prohibited to me. And that would already include pumpkin that gets cooked in a pot. What's the argument about? Rabbanan Savi, the Rabbanan of the opinion, any matter that the shaliach isn't so sure it's not included, he has to go back and ask. So that means it's not part of the general concept. It's not the same type. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion, any matter that the shliach would go back and ask about, minehu. So that proves that it is the same type of min. Amar Abaya said, Modi Rabbi Akiva l'inyan malkos. Rabbi Akiva would agree that even though he's saying that he's not allowed to have the gird, you still wouldn't give him malkos sheino loka, because it's not that we are 100% sure that gird is included in vegetables. Rabbi Akiva is just saying, since we're dealing with the din d'oraisa, the dharma, din d'oraisa, safik d'oraisa l'chumra, you have to be strict. If the shaliach is not sure, maybe gird is included in vegetables, we also should be unsure. And therefore, we should be strict and not allow him to eat the gird when he said he was not going to have vegetables. But we wouldn't give him malkos for eating the gird.
Rabbi, once he gets malkos, it's over?
No.
It's finished?
No. If he said he's not going to, it depends on what he said.
So it's not. You can go on and get it again.
Yeah, you get malkos repeatedly, for sure.
Who gets it annulled at that point, though?
But we learned earlier on about the 30 days, we break it into 3 days, and we had the concept of.
Depends on what a person says. Depends on his.
Start the 30 days or not, we start the 30 days.
Yeah. Wasn't that for Nazir?
Nazir and Hefker we saw, but it depends on what a person said.
If it's yerek, it's yerek. If we are going,
no, it all depends on what people mean. That was the difference between doing Shemitah and time, Shemitah and other times.
So again, we have to understand that this Lashon Makom, and that's it. We cannot really.
To look at what it means at that time.
That's it.
Tanan Asam, we learned in a Mishnah, we know that in regards to Me'ilah, if there is an object that belongs to Hekdesh, so even though generally we have a rule, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, that if someone was sent to do an Aveira, he can't say, oh, but I was sent. He's responsible for his own actions. However, in regards to Me'ilah, there's a special pasuk that Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So if somebody sent somebody else to go take the item of Hekdesh and use it, if that person fulfilled the Shlichus, so then the Mishaleach, the one who sent him, is the one who is guilty. But it depends if he carried out the Shlichus or not. So it's not us, and we learned in a mission over there. HaShaliach Sha'asa Shlichuso. If the Shaliach carried out that which he was sent to do, then Balabayis Ma'al. Then the one who sent him is the one who gets the sin of Me'ilah, even though he didn't do anything. He just commanded. However, lo asa shlichuso, if the shaliach didn't carry out the task exactly as he was told to, Then shaliach mal, it's the shaliach who is in violation of me'ilah, because he's not a shaliach anymore, because he's not doing what he was told to do. So man tana, who is the tana who holds this? So Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda said, mas nisan delo kribi Akiva. This Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. Why?
Okay.
It's not, because the Mishnah then continues. Kate said, what's the case? Amar lo, if the Baal HaBayis tells the Shliach, tain basar l'orchim, go give meat to the guests, v'nasan lohem kaved, and instead of giving the meat of Hekdesh, he gave liver of Hekdesh to guests, or he said, tain kaved, give liver of Hekdesh to guests, v'nasan lohem basar, and he ended up giving meat. Ha-shaliach ma'al. So that's where he didn't do exactly what he was told to do. Then the shaliach is not a shaliach anymore. He's on his own. So he gets the me'ilah. V'hi Rabbi Akiva, but according to Rabbi Akiva, Ham Rabbi Akiva, doesn't Rabbi Akiva say, kol milsa damim l'chale shaliach minehu? That any item that the shaliach would go back and say, listen, I didn't know for sure if this was included, but is it included? So then it is already included. So if that's true about Nedarim, that should be true also in terms of Shlichus. And the same way we say that included within the Neder of Yerek is Gerd, because a Shaliach would ask about Gerd, we should say included in the Shlichus to go give meat is to go give liver, because liver is something he would ask about. So if it's included in the mission that he was given, then the person who gave the mission is the one who should be violating the Me'ilah. It should be the Baal HaBayis. So the Gemara says, so then velo limo shliach, and not the shliach. Amar Abaye, Abaye answered, afilu tem Rabbi Akiva. No, you could even say that it is Rabbi Akiva. Milo moder Rabbi Akiva. Turning now to the next page. Doesn't Rabbi Akiva agree? The tzarich imluche, the shliach had to go back and ask. He has to go back and ask, did you mean gerd? He can't assume gerd. So the same thing here. He would have to ask, did you mean liver? He can't assume that he meant liver. So here the mishaleach told him, give meat. And he handed out liver. So he didn't do exactly what he was told to do. And therefore he is the one who is doing the me'ilah and not the one who sent him. Says the Gemara, Itmar we learned, Itmar Shmaita, they taught this lesson, Kameh de Rava, in front of Rava, and he said, Amar Lahon, he said, Shapir Amar Nachmeni, that Abaye's answer, that even according to Rabbi Akiva, the Shliach has to go back and check, that's a good answer. Okay, again, so we have an argument in our Mishnah in terms of terminology. When someone uses the word vegetable, does that include gerd? And why would we say it includes gerd? Because a shaliach is not sure. He would think maybe it does include gerd. So maybe that's already enough for it to be included in the term gerd, or maybe not. The fact that the shaliach would ask means it wouldn't be included in gerd. Says the Gemara, Man Tana, the Palag Aled, Rabbi Akiva, who is the Tana who disagrees with Rabbi Akiva and holds that when there's a neder not to have vegetables, then a person is allowed to have gerd. And so the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that is the Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the Tanya is going to the Braisa. Hanoder min ha-basar, a person who makes a neder not to have meat, aser b'chol minei basar, and he's not allowed to have meat from any type of animal, whether domesticated, like a cow, or wild, like a deer. Vaser b'rosh v'raglayim, he's not allowed to have the head, he's not allowed to have the feet, uvekane, he's not allowed to have the windpipe. Ubekaved, he's not allowed to have liver. Ubelev, he's not allowed to have heart. Uvofos, he's not allowed to have chicken meat. Umutu bebasar dagim, he's allowed to have the meat of fish. Vechagavim, he'd be allowed to have grasshoppers. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Hanodim in abasar, if a person makes a neder not to have meat, Aser b'chalmine basar. Then he's not allowed to have any type of meat, whether it be from a wild animal, domesticated animal. Umot b'rosh v'raglayim, he's allowed to have the head, he's allowed to have the feet, though. Ubekane, he's allowed to have the windpipe. Ubekavit, he's allowed to have the liver. Ubelev, he's allowed to have heart. Uveofos, he's allowed to have chicken. Ve'ein tzarech lomar basar dagum v'chagavim. And certainly he's allowed to have the meat of fish and the meat of grasshoppers, because apparently that's not considered within the terminology of meat, of basar. So you see that that's against Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva has a broader definition of things. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel has a more narrower definition. So that's the Tana Kama of our Mishnah.
So here, fish, here, chicken is not considered meat.
According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it's not meat. Rabbi Akiva, though, would say it's within the word basar.
It's interesting that he said first the bechol. First he's saying kol basar. Then he said bat mutar ba basar shel raglay. It's
not saying basar right
there. Raglay is a basar. What is it? It's not basar. It's the best piece of the basar.
He's saying it's an organ, not meat. He's basically saying.
Rabbi Akiva wouldn't allow like kishka, you know, stuff that
sounds like it, right? He's got a more broad definition.
Well, they used to stuff the organ meat.
Yeah, we're about to talk about kishka. That's the next thing.
Tomorrow you're going to bring a tefillin. Today you brought shoe. Tomorrow you bring kishka.
Yeah.
Everything we learn here, but bring us to eat, not the
center.
Rabbi, you saw what Roger brought us this morning?
Yeah.
The grass, shum. From the shiur.
And there's no gas in the 9 days.
Yeah. So now another thing from Rav Shimon Gamliel. V'chein Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer. Rav Shimon Gamliel said another thing as well. Kravayim lav basar. The intestines, that's not considered meat. V'ochleim lav bar inish. And a person who eats this stuff, who eats the kishka, is not a human being. Why?
What a kishka tomorrow. You have no choice, baby.
Ochleim kibasar linyan zvini. Lav bar inish. It's a person who could buy real meat, and instead he buys kishka. He's not a human being, because that's such a foolish choice. That's better served to the dogs than to serve to people.
We love it.
Says the Gemara, going back to the Tana Kama, that when a person said basar, he's also not allowed to have chicken. Maishna basar of Tana Kama da'asir. Why would the Tana Kama say that when a person said he's not going to have basar, he can't have basar of the meat of chicken? Why, David Shliach? Because when a shliach was told, go get me meat, and there is no meat available, but there was chicken, he's going to ask back, well, maybe I should go get the chicken. Basar dagim nami, the meat of fish too. Avid shlicha, it's normal that a shliach di lo mashkach bisra, if he can't find meat, mimlechale, he's going to come back and say, maybe I should get you fish. Damer lo mashkachana bisra, if I didn't find meat, I see dagim, should I go bring fish? The litzrus, let the fish also be prohibited when he said, I'm not going to have basar. Answer the Gemara. Amar Abaye. Abaye explains that the Brice is talking about Kigon Shehikiz Dam, where he had let out blood. He had donated blood. Since he donated blood, he needs a lot of protein. He's going to eat meat. Lo achil dagim. He's not going to eat fish. Iachi, if that's the case, afilu ofos nami lo achil, then he shouldn't even be eating chicken. Amar Shmuel, because we know Shmuel said, a person who lets out blood from his shoulders, and then he ate bird, you know, meat of a bird, you know, fowl. So his heart is going to be fluttering away like a bird. His heart's going to get weaker. So you see that when if we're talking about a day when he had let out blood, and on this day he said, I'm not having meat. On this day, he couldn't have meant chicken, because chicken's also not healthy for him to have.
Even if you look back to Al Halachot, Basar off, there is big machloket if you have to wait after the 3 to 6 hours for halam. It means they're not machshivim oto bagmara. This machloket.
Yeah.
It's a basar. Yeah. Achor.
Sure. V'tanya, we learned in a braisa, ein makizin, we don't let out blood. Lo al dagim, not if he's planning to eat afterwards fish. Lo al ofos, or if he's planning to eat afterwards chicken. Lo al basar maliach, and also not to eat salted meat. The tanya we learned in a braisa, hiki is dam, if a person let out blood and he's now weaker. Lo yochal, lo chalav, lo gvina, lo beitzim, lo shachlayim. He shouldn't eat milk or cheese or eggs or watercress. Lo ofos, or chicken, v'lo basar maliach, or salted meat. He has to eat regular meat. Says the Gemara, still shiny ofos, there's still a difference between chicken and fish. The efshar al yedei shlika, that even though he let out blood today, if the chicken gets cooked a great deal, if it gets boiled a lot, then he would eat it. Abaye Amar Abaye said, kagon d'chayven le'enei, we're talking about a case where his eyes are hurting him. Then he's not going to be eating fish because fish hurt the eyes. Says the Gemara, yuck, if that's the case, that the eyes are hurting him, achil dagim, how can you say he's not going to eat fish? On the contrary, he should be eating fish. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel used to say, nun samach ayin, the letters nun samach ayin stand for the following line. Nuna, the nun stands for the word nuna, which means fish, samalainayim, that's actually the potion to heal the fish. That's the Gemara. That means at the end of the illness. At the end of the illness, the fish are good to heal something going on in the eyes. But at the beginning of an illness, fish do not help an eye condition. And we're talking about here where he made the neder at the beginning of his illness.